Jacqueline Johnson Peda runs one of the most prominent Native American organizations in the country from Washington, D.C., but her roots are in Alaska. As the executive director of the National Congress of American Indians, she advocates for a range of issues, including education. As part of our periodic series about Alaska Natives and education, Peda sat down with APRN's Libby Casey to reflect on her own education and what it has meant to her.
Jackie Johnson Peda is Tlingit of the Raven Tribe and went through the Juneau school system. Education was always important to her.
I thought I was a pretty darn good student. I don't know if my teachers will say that, but I thought I was very excited about education. And, you know, I loved finding solutions. I loved to read. And so I felt like I had enough academic abilities, you know, to be able to succeed.
But that didn't necessarily translate into success at college. Peda initially went to a small campus in Utah.
You know, small Juneau, small college. But it was a big transition for me, and it was a difficult time for me. I ended up transferring to a larger school. I went to Utah State, which was much larger at the time than even the city of Juneau was. And I quickly fell out of sorts.
When Peda was in school, she got good grades, but it was a hard transition, being so far away from her culture and roots.
I had difficulty with, you know, like the food. It was totally different. I didn't have the right clothes, you know, all those kinds of things that bear on a young woman's mind when you go out there.
She ended up dropping out and instead got married and raised children and then returned to school in hopes of building her career.
I went back to school again, got exceptional grades, but I didn't have the resources to be able to sustain going to school. And so I had to come back home and get a job and support my family.
That means Peda, who now runs a successful and prominent national organization, who sits on the board of the Sea Alaska Native Corporation and is a proud grandmother, never finished college.
I've always felt totally embarrassed that I've never graduated from college. But on the other hand, I know that I've supplemented all those educational, you know, academic requirements by real life experiences and the things that I've pursued in my education. And I think that's really important.
Peda says what stopped her is what stops many Alaska Natives, money.
You know, resources being tight for many Alaska Native students. I think there's a lot of Alaska Natives who probably have somewhat the same story that I have, with a real desire.
But it's not just about money, Peda says. It's about being welcomed in schools and feeling like you belong. She says despite many warm and attentive teachers, Alaska Native ways of life and traditions weren't usually reflected in school.
Alaska Native culture was just wasn't talked about, except for in art class. And I remember in high school, I got to take carving class. And so all the Native students took carving. And we were all in there and we just loved it. And that was like a really important thing to us. But other than in our carving class, it just wasn't there.
Even though Peda didn't finish college, education has a strong place in her life. She's a self-described bookworm and has always turned to the written word to learn. She's continued to take classes in things like speech writing and computer software. And instead of being intimidated by people with college degrees, she sets her own goals and fights to meet them.
Every year I did a self-assessment. I decided what was going to be important. What are the things that I needed to learn to be able to do my job? What was I weak at and what did I need to strengthen? And then I would expose myself to the things that were my weaknesses.
Peda says her advice, don't be afraid of learning.
Even though I said earlier, I'm embarrassed that I never graduated, I was never embarrassed to go and to learn or to ask questions. I always laugh, and even to my staff, I always say I'm the self-help queen. I've read probably everything that I could learn to read about on, you know, reengineering a corporation or, you know, giving a speech or, you know, how do women think? I think it's really important to be able to say, you know, I'm pursuing my education. It's in a different way, but it makes sense for me, and I'm doing it. I'm conscientiously pursuing my education.
And someday, maybe when she retires from running the National Congress of American Indians, Jackie Peda wants to go back to school and finish her degree. Then she'd like to become a college professor teaching others. Tomorrow, Peda will share her and her organization's solutions for improving Native education. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.